Welcome back to Jazz Alive. I'm Billy Taylor, and we're here at Michael's in Boston, Massachusetts. It's the club's second anniversary celebration, and the featured artists are tenor saxophonist George Garzon, drummer Bob Gulati, and bassist Richard Appleman. Calling themselves The Fringe, this hard-driving group has been playing together for 6 years, and their approach to collective improvisation is exciting and imaginative. Working without a piano or a guitar forces these high-energy players to display an amazing amount of ingenuity and virtuosity. The Fringe is a very melodic group, but their melodies are compelling statements created individually and collectively by three excellent composers. When they explore a musical idea, their empathy is instantly apparent. Listen to the way Appleman's bass plays counterpoint to Garzon's saxophone, while continuing a rhythmic conversation with Gulati's drums. This is the free jazz sound of The Fringe.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. together when we're going to the Berklee School of Music. Mm-hmm. Just trying to find out what's happening, you know, with your life and what you want to do with music. Well, we started playing just different gigs with each other that had nothing to do with the context of what you heard tonight.
Doing tunes, pretty much standard tunes and stuff like that. We sort of heard, you know, Ornette and Train and those kind of things, influences, philosophies, but definitely got into a spiritual thing, the three of us and our wives and now our children. So it's more than just three of us getting together for a session.
It's coming. We play at Michael's all the time, and you know, it's a good spot to let it out, and the people that come in there are, Usually they want to listen to the music and you grab something out of it. The nice part about some of that is that a lot of them have different interpretations of what they hear, but they're all very honest about their reactions.
Yeah. Yeah, the first time they come, they hate it. But we see them down there the next week, and we say, "You came back." And they say to us, "Well, we came back because we don't understand it, but there's something there that tells us some form of energy is grabbing us, and it grabs the whole crowd and brings them with you, like you could hear in the tape. Sometimes if we hit particular high points, the people will go up and over with us, you know, and it begins to be like a community experience where every Monday night we know that this club will be filled by the same people. We see them all the time. And it's like a continuing story of how far are we going to go this time.
Just speaking about group reaction, like George was talking about, a reaction is better than no reaction. And that's sort of like, we're definitely borrowing from a lot of the jazz greats, but we're trying to put it into our own words and get a reaction from the audience.
George Garzon, Richard Appelman, and Bob Gulati of The Fringe. Let's join the trio again on stage here at Michael's in Boston. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Rich Appelman, acoustic bass, Bob Gulati, drums, and George Garzon, saxophone. The Fringe, playing Night Before We Sessioned on Friday, each player adding his own special ingredient to the collective improvisation. Free jazz from Michael's in Boston. That's all the music we have this time, but before we depart, we'd like to express our thanks to some of the people who helped make this show possible. The set with the Carla Bley Band was recorded in Austin, Texas on March 27, 1978. Our producer was Fred Bork of KUT-FM. Recording engineer, Dan Martis. Production assistant, Murray Ishnaga. The Fringe was recorded in Boston on April 17, 1978. Our producer, Ted Bocelli of WBUR-FM. Recording and mix engineer, Bob Allock. Jazz Alive was produced by Tim Owens.